Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Lebanon is observing a day of mourning Wednesday, a day after powerful explosions devastated the port and the capital city of Beirut. The Lebanese Red Cross on Wednesday morning issued a statement that more than 100 people died, at least 4,000 were injured. Officials said the official casualty figures could rise as crews continue to search through the damaged buildings and people search for missing loved ones and friends. The exact cause of the blast on Tuesday was not clear, but Lebanese officials put the focus on what they said was tons of ammonium nitrate that had been stored at port warehouses for the past 6 years. Lebanese President Michel Aoun, who called on emergency cabinet meeting Wednesday, said those accountable would face the most severe penalties. French President Emmanuel Macron said France was sending government personnel along with emergency doctors and tons of medical equipment to Lebanon to help out. The United Nations also said it was helping with response and remains committed to supporting Lebanon at this difficult time. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters at the White House Tuesday that the United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. White House officials and top congressional Democrats plan to meet again today, Wednesday, to work out an agreement on a new coronavirus aid package by the end of the week. The Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, said after 90 minutes of negotiations Tuesday that the goal was to finalize the proposal in the coming days. In order to vote for a plan, the Congress, that is, next week. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says there has been a threefold rise in the number of cases of COVID-19 among young people over the past 5 months. WHO is blaming the jump on a lack of attention to social distancing. United States, France, Germany, Spain, Japan, among the countries reporting the largest growth in infections among young people. Officials in Tokyo have said they plan to carry out coronavirus testing in the city's entertainment district, where many young people gather. The storm that hit the United States as Hurricane Isaias killed 6 people as it brought heavy wind and rain up the East Coast is expected to dissipate late Wednesday or early Thursday over southeastern Canada. Belarus leader Alexander Lukashenko on Tuesday vowed to protect his country from the opposition and Russia, which he said were coordinating violent protests ahead of presidential elections this week. Lukashenko has ruled over the ex-Soviet country, which lies between Russia and Europe, with an authoritarian grip for 26 years, and has cracked down on the country's opposition in the lead-up to Sunday's election. Lukashenko, who is Europe's longest-serving ruler, is seeking a 6th term in the upcoming ballot after barring his main rivals from contesting the vote and jailing some of them. Yemen health authorities say 17 people, including 8 children, were killed in flash floods and by lightning in Yemen's northern region. The fierce storms have added to the misery of the war-torn country, which the UN has described as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. 5 years of conflict has left large parts of the country, in ruins. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi filed her certificate of candidacy Tuesday. San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy last month said that she will be running during the November general elections, although she was barred from becoming president by a clause in the Constitution that was enacted under a previous military government. The post of state counselor was created by her party as a workaround, giving her executive powers, as she also holds the position of foreign minister. And also, Asian markets mostly higher Wednesday, despite investors' concerns over the ongoing stalemate in Washington over a new round of emergency aid to deal with the COVID-19 outbreak. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.